Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Download Weekly Gaming News, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. My name is Jameson.
And I am your winged host, Brenna.
Winged host. I like that. Winged. Winged. That's what I said.
Yeah. No, it's like, pretty. It's good.
I like it. It is good. It is good.
Wing woman.
Yes. Makes you sound like a goose god or something.
Yes.
The winged one.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome. Kicked it up a notch right there.
Yeah, you did.
So, welcome back, everybody. We're back with more news. Not too much happening lately, to be completely honest. It's just that time of the year. It's the post, you know, summer convention garbage that they just cram at us, and then pre, like, holiday, like, releases. But, and it's not even going to be that packed of, like, a holiday release this year, just because, you know, it's still COVID carryovers, and already a lot of people are delaying things to next year. So it's just the industry nowadays. It's delay, delay, delay.
Yeah, I hope that stops sometime soon and it doesn't carry into, like, once distributors and every, like, products become more readily available, it needs to just be gone.
I don't think so. Honestly, it's been a growing trend over years, not just during COVID. Right. COVID just made it extremely prevalent. And now it's becoming common practice.
I was going to say, it actually gave them a real excuse to delay.
Yeah, but you also got to think about all these games that they delayed that were coming out last year were all games that should have been done. So, like, they should have been in the final stages of finishing. So COVID really shouldn't have had that much of an impact. So a lot of people are just using COVID as an excuse, I think.
For sure. Yeah.
But some other minor announcements. GoFundMe is still active if you still want to support us. We are in the process of creating all of our new brand social media accounts and website. So once we get closer, we get a plan for our new content for that, we will make an announcement. I'm shooting for October, just because that would be post me moving and Brenna would be completely settled by then. So that's kind of what we're shooting for. Also, we are still planning to do our Patreon supporter episode. Again, Brenna's got to finish getting settled, and then we can get to work on planning that with you guys. So we haven't forgotten you. We're still on our minds.
Winged one never forgets.
No, she doesn't. She's a cruel mistress. So with that, we'll just dive on in. You know.
Yeah.
The bar is so low, and people continue to find ways to slip under it. Ubisoft is once again in the spotlight. They had a bunch of sexual harassment claims last year, which led to some people getting let go or resigning. And so Ubisoft Singapore is just the latest Ubisoft studio to join a growing list of, you know, Ubisoft employees making claims of harassment and discrimination. So just
add people. It to the pile.
Yeah, for real. And then kind of following up on what we had last week with Riot Games, they're just continuing not to adhere to the consequences, I guess, of their lawsuit. So
it's the requirements, aren't they?
Yes, they are. One, this is a legal requirement to be a business, is you're required to notify all your employees of these kind of things. But then it was an additional thing that the California Department of Employment, you know, Fair Employment and Housing, I think is what it is, wanted them to send it out, and they didn't. And then now Riot is, I guess, arguing against it. They haven't done it. And they've provided a statement saying, you know, reasoning why they haven't. They're just doing all the wrong things. So it's already been proven multiple times that this has happened, that they have these arbitration clauses, that, you know, they do, they have all sorts of things there to suppress lawsuits being raised by employees, and they're just continuing to deny it. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we find them, you know, in the crosshairs of the DFEH have to have financial consequences. There needs to
consequences. Their business license needs to be put under fire.
They could. State of California could.
They have not adhered to literally anything that has been. These are court mandated by the state of California.
Yeah.
What? The fact that they are this arrogant means that they should just seriously have their business licenses being looked at.
Yep. So, you know, it's really disappointing to see. And, you know, a lot of people are boycotting playing Activision Blizzard games. People are boycotting, you know, playing Riot games. People are boycotting Ubisoft games, just kind of as like a little, you know, stance.
I can do. Which actually, it does work. We've seen it work in video games. It does work in some other ways. Like, I feel like consumer products and stuff like that, where people are like, I'm not going to go to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A doesn't care if you're not going to go. But player count is pretty easy.
Yes. Yes, it is. Especially when it's a game like League of Legends, which is Riot's, you know, mainstay, and they thrive. It's a free-to-play, so they thrive off of players playing and spending money. So if you're not playing and you're not spending money, you know, that directly affects them. Whereas, you know, I get, you know, if you already own, you know, if you've already bought World of Warcraft, well, you not playing World of Warcraft, not really going to hurt Blizzard because you already paid for it. But it's just the dropping the player counts, though, or the terminating subscriptions. It's just all things that send messages to companies. So, you know, do, you know,
what you think?
Yeah. But these companies got to start being held accountable is what it ultimately comes down to. And the gaming industry just needs to be better. So.
Yep. I feel like this is going to be a wave that goes through a lot of industries soon.
I think so. I think it's going to be gaming and a lot of startups. Those are going to be the most, I guess, under fire industries, because they are the newest, the most, I guess.
I mean, they don't have the most amount of money and support as far as like how Hollywood has everything just intertwined. And so there's no way to even say anything. They're like big corporate, you know?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. The other issue, though, is a lot of these companies are private. So it's, you know, that presents different issues than if it's like a public company or something. In other news, Amaranth, our favorite Twitch person, not really. She's the creator of the famous hot tub meta. And I did not know, apparently this was a meta that I did not know about, the earlick meta. I really don't like that at all.
What is wrong with people? What are wrong with you?
My guess is that's an ASMR thing.
Oh, you made it worse.
How did I make it worse?
That's worse.
That's my guess at what it is. I mean, I don't want to click on it. There, it's a linked word. No. I don't want to know.
I don't.
So, this is not her first time having, I guess, encounters with the police. She's been swatted before. She's had some other issues, you know, stalkers and things like that, you know. Just internet people, get in really just. But I guess someone decided to kick it up a notch and burnt down her house.
You know, I can dislike her and everything that she does, but I don't want her house to be burnt down.
Right? Like, that's just...
That sucks. That hurts me.
Also,
I feel bad for... How dare you make me feel bad for her? That pisses me off.
Like, that's such a crazy escalation for someone to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go and try and burn down her house. Like, sweet Jesus.
What goes on in same people that watch Ear Licking or listen to it?
Probably, but Jesus. And I saw something today that I guess she claims that she makes like over $1.3 million a month. Doesn't specify from where.
If she said a year, I would believe that.
No, it's a month. There was a link to an older article that had like breakdowns. I didn't bother to dig that deep because frankly, I don't care enough about her.
We don't need those cookies on your computer either.
No, not at all. But my guess is that, you know, between Twitch and her OnlyFans, that's probably not a unreasonable number because she's like the number one, you know, female Twitch streamer.
Point. Yeah, that's a good point.
But then the other thing is like Twitch takes 50% of her income.
Yeah, but you know that she's just getting like guys that give her money a week.
This
like
is true. Month. Donations. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, well, just then, like, well, yeah, donations.
Well, and then we found out last week with the announcement about the end of OnlyFans not allowing explicit content. Articles about that talked about how they take 20%, you know, just for, you know, using the platform. So, I mean, that's like, that's a hefty amount of income for a lot of people. Like, you know, if you're Twitch and your OnlyFans and like out of the combined that you're losing, you know, at least, you know, a third to 50% of your income.
I mean, 20% is not bad at all. Wonder what it looks like on taxes.
Well, yeah, that's all pre-tax. That's.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I wonder what the after is on taxes because it's 1099.
Yeah. So she'd have to pay all of her taxes at the end of the year when she submits her income.
Bet you she does weird write-offs.
Oh, I'm sure. Writes off everything.
This plug was for work.
Are you talking about an electrical plug, Brenna?
Bingo. It's in all colors.
I bought this inflatable pool for work.
Ma'am, why did you buy 2 tons of chlorine?
Oh, God, no. That's for my eyes after what they've seen.
Yeah. Now the ears are going to...
Yeah. No. God. gets all the earwax out, though.
Oh, I would just hope that it leaked into my brain at that point.
Right? So, yeah, that's a lot of money, though. It's a lot of money.
A month? You're telling me she's a multimillionaire, or that's what her income is before it gets the percentage taken
down.
Doesn't
say. She doesn't ever specify. She just says what she makes on all the platforms.
Then I believe that if she makes like 1.4 before all the percentages are cut.
I mean, if she's making 1.3, but like, let's say she just makes 1.3 on Twitch, she's only taking like 750K of that home. If it's only from subs, because
did you just say only?
I said only from subs.
It's just, I know it's only 750,000.
Well, yeah. But when you factor in that Twitch is, you know, just literally supplying you with some potato servers, taking 50% of that, it's pretty extreme considering.
It's the market, you know, no one else. I mean, Mixer was hot trash, so.
But at least Mixer was better. I wish like YouTube and Twitch, I wish there was actual like alternatives and I wish people would go and use those, but people don't because that's where the audiences are.
Right.
So anyway, plugging along.
Discord needs to come up with one because people would watch that.
Oh, right. Like that's the perfect thing for Discord to do, but they need to get their
servers.
Yeah, they need to get their existing servers in check.
Yeah.
But it's also tough when they're, you know, 100% free and they have all these people just using free resources. But like, if I, they should, like, I would totally pay for a server if that was an option, if I get better quality servers.
People, everybody would pay for a server.
Yes. And it's not unheard of. People used to do that all the time with, you know, TeamSpeak and Curse and some of the other, you know, older platforms. I miss the TeamSpeak days. Those were, what a time. First trailer, or I guess the latest, the final trailer for Marvel's Eternals came out, and it's picking up right after Avengers Endgame. It actually looks pretty cool. I was a little iffy on a lot of the stuff in this upcoming phase.
The casting?
You know, it's just the whole like concept of the Eternals just seemed like odd to me. It was something new that I had never heard of when it came to like Marvel and stuff. Like, at least I was familiar with some of, you know, or most of all of the other characters we've been introduced to so far. But this is like all new for me. And yeah. I guess it got leaked today, a trailer of Spider-Man Far From Home. So they followed that up with releasing the official trailer. Oh, it looks good. It looks
good.
Yeah,
I'm not a big Spider-Man person, period.
Brenna, so. What if I told you Doc Ock was in it and Green Goblin?
Interesting.
And what if I told you they were played by the same actors?
That's pretty awesome.
Right?
That's pretty awesome.
So that also leads me to believe, I wonder if, because this is all multiverse stuff we're getting into, we're going to see some Spider-Mans?
I mean, they kind of set it up with having the same actors.
Yes. I hope so. Tobey Maguire and, I mean, Andrew Garfield didn't fight either of those two, but that'd be cool to see Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God. How cool would it be if they did like a weird, like while he was fighting them, Tom Holland like walks in and is like, what the F? I'm fighting, or someone else is fighting this guy. You know what I mean? It'd be crazy.
Oh yeah, like seeing the other Spider-Man in action. It'd be almost like the Miles Morales one. Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse, yeah, it is.
All the verses. Verses everywhere. it was a pretty cool looking trailer. I'm not gonna lie. I'm actually really excited for that Spider-Man. I like Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
I like Tom Holland, not really a big Spider-Man. So.
Understandable.
He's good in like the Avengers movies that I watch.
So you're saying he's a good Spider-Man.
I like the character. I like Tom Holland as an actor. I think he's funny.
I agree. I would like to see him in more comedic roles.
And Spider-Man is pretty comedic, though.
This is true. I would just like to see him be even more like more himself.
Like if he was in oh my God, could you imagine him in like a Pineapple Express?
It would be amazing.
Could you imagine him and Robert Downey Jr. in a Pineapple Express?
That would be glorious. I would watch that.
Dude, right?
I would watch that. You know a movie I forgot about that has Robert Downey Jr. in it? Due Date. And it's Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis.
What in the absolute world?
Ridiculous. Destiny 2 finally getting a solid anti-cheat. They are implementing BattleEye into Destiny 2 multiplayer soon. And this comes after like over a year of people just complaining and abandoning multiplayer because of just hackers galore.
Guess what? They're in season 15 and they just now wanted to put an anti-cheat in.
Yep. That season 15 though counts original Destiny, I believe.
Interesting.
Because the whole like with the latest thing with
supposed to be, yeah,
Destiny 2, they're trying to make it like a cohesive.
Yeah, because they screwed up. Yeah.
Destiny's been quite a saga. But
yeah.
on the other side of things, BattleEye. I mean, I've right? played plenty of other games that have BattleEye on it. Plenty of people find a way around it. There's plenty of ways around
it's
hacking
it. It's such an old like software to use.
It's good, but it's not great. Like PUBG had BattleEye. That didn't go
that
over
did
very
nothing.
Well. Yeah. Yep. Like there's so many games that have BattleEye and it just it's
we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. The issue too is it's not to, you know, rag on Destiny or anything, but like when it comes to like implementing like anti-cheats, you know, the hackers, the cheaters, you know, the hacks developers are always far outpacing, you know.
Oh, of course.
The anti-cheats.
The problem is they develop something based on whatever structure and then they just keep developing. You know, it's like, oh, I finished one. I'm going to go sit back and relax. Like, no, I'm going to find all these million different ways, anticipate how the next anti-software is. And then that way they just like reel them out. As soon as one doesn't work anymore, they just release the new one that they have been sitting there for like 5 months.
People are paying big, big money for these hacks. So it is in their best interest to keep developing newer and better hacks. So it's just, it's a never-ending game of cat and mouse, unfortunately. But, you know, there's little things that can be done to help, you know, just like, you know, I hate when I join like a game of Siege and it's like, oh, this guy's been playing, you know, Siege for, you know, he's unranked, but he's got a ridiculous KD. Like, come on, just look at like kill-death ratios. Just, there's so many little things that can be...
flags and whatnot, yeah. Which is just an algorithm you can put in.
I know. And it's surprising sometimes that some of these anti-cheats don't have them in. Or just people aren't looking for those things.
I just don't understand on a game like Call of Duty or like Siege and stuff like that, where you're not going to have custom content. How does the game not recognize unoriginal code? You can write something that recognizes code that isn't sourced originally from the game.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't that a thing on startup? I just.
You know, some have that, like the kernel based ones, like the Vanguard that Riot uses, like it has that. But yeah, other times it's a separate program that usually runs sometimes. So like they'll launch the game and then they'll open up, they'll, you know, launch this other program. Yeah. So then it's
not the.
Yeah, so it's not like they're modifying the game necessarily. Sometimes they're just running another thing that's, you know, helping them.
Yeah.
So they turn and it automatically locks in headshots, or they just click and it automatically locks in headshots, like it's the other program.
Yeah.
So we had Bethesda had QuakeCon, I guess, over the weekend. And so they had a bunch of announcements. And so Quake Revitalized is coming soon. It'll be rated M. It's going to be available on PC as well as some other systems, which is pretty cool. I'm looking forward to the return of Quake, especially if it gets a nice quality remake. It's a classic game. But you know what no one asked for? Skyrim Anniversary Edition. No one asked for a next-gen port of Skyrim. No one asked for a 10th anniversary edition of Skyrim. No one asked for fishing in Skyrim. And why are people going to pay for this? That's what kills me. People are going to go out and spend $60 on this.
If they did a graphics update, made it look really beautiful, I would buy it.
They already did a graphics update. It's called the Skyrim Special Edition.
No, it really wasn't, though. Like, they did like a full rework.
There's mods that have also done the full reworks, but they're
broken as can be. I want it to be from Bethesda.
They've done stuff already. This is so unnecessary. This Skyrim and GTA are so bad right now.
Skyrim isn't as bad as GTA.
Skyrim came out in 2011. It's been 10 years And we still have no idea when the next game is coming out.
Oh, definitely. What are you talking about? It's at least 5 years away.
Yes, they're speculating 2023, 2024. No. Which will be like 13, 14 years between games. Which, meantime, I'm sure we'll probably have a new console generation by then. And we'll probably have a new version of Skyrim. Just because. They'll probably include it with the next Elder Scrolls as well.
It'll be a $75 instead, and you'll have both.
I don't want it. None of it. And the other thing, the other thing they're doing is they're including some of the mods people made as content for the game.
See, that's not bad.
It is if you're that mod developer and they just took your mods and included it. I would hope they pay you. I don't trust them. it was an issue before, like when they first announced like the Creator Club, they were trying to, it was a huge deal on PC because they were trying to get people to pay for mods that were already free on PC. And people were like, F you, like, I'm just going to go and illegally download it. So. Well, not even illegally download it. They just go and download it from somewhere else because it was free to begin with. So I don't have the utmost faith that Bethesda has paid all of these people for their content, or that they have paid them fairly for the content, considering how much money they will probably make off of this.
Fairly, I'll put into question. They probably pay them something.
So, so just a quick rundown. The Skyrim has been playable on the Xbox 360, the PS3, PC, PS4, PSVR, Xbox One, Switch, and now Xbox Series X, S, and PS5. What? So, yeah. Ridiculous.
What's more ridiculous?
I would say another Fortnite game would be more ridiculous.
Oh, I was referencing the next thing on our list, but that's also ridiculous.
Well, why don't you tell us about the next thing on our list, Brenna, since you're so ahead of the curve here.
Whoa, I just wanted to be, I guess, I don't know, in it with you. But okay, I'll go for it. Call of Duty, notorious for having big file sizes. It was leaked that Vanguard, the new World War II sort of style that they're doing again, it's going to be at 75 gigabytes.
That's a lie.
75.
The lie.
75. Look it up. Just did a... It said 270 at the very beginning, but apparently there's an update.
They're lying to us, is what they're doing. They're trying to be like, no, it's not going to be 270.
No. It is 75 gigabytes for a small portion of the game, and the rest of the game is going to be 270.
That's what I thought. And that's how they try and like defend it. That's what they've been doing since Modern Warfare, and they did it with the last Call of Duty. There's like, it's like, oh, it's only 75 gigabytes if you just download multiplayer.
And just the story. Just the story is 75, and the rest of it is like 100 something.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right. Because I bought this game for the story.
Right. But also, like, there's nothing in Call of Duty that is worth 270 gigabytes. Like, I'm still so curious what is wrong. Like, there are games, massive games, that are half that size. There are massive games that are a third that size. Cyberpunk is like maybe all in all 90 gigabytes. Red Dead Redemption 2 is like 90 gigabytes. GTA 5 with its almost 10 years of content is like 90 gigabytes. Like,
and the map is like triple the size.
Yeah, like what is this? What are they doing? I saw a really terrible joke saying, someone said, oh, that's where all of Activision Blizzard's HR complaints are.
That's actually really good.
Just millions of like kilobyte text files just in there.
Yep.
Unreal. Tesla is working towards robots now. They are looking to take their AI to the next level and design robots capable of performing unsafe, repetitive, or boring tasks. So does that mean it's going to go to work for me?
Yeah.
So that would be nice. That would be nice. Obviously, it's, you know, an incredibly long way from actually being a thing. But it's something that...
It's like he was going to do the railway.
He's still working on that.
Yeah, but how long has that been in the works?
That's been a decent amount of time. I'm okay with that one being in the works because that's like a little tube that you sit in that, you know, launches you at like 300 miles an hour. I'm okay if that one takes its time. I don't need to die. But they're saying that the robots will be 1.7 meters tall. And for you Americans out there, that equates to 5.5 feet tall. And it will weigh 125 pounds. It'll be able to carry 45 pounds, deadlift 150 pounds, and arm extend lift. So arms straight out, carry something weighing 10 pounds. And it can run at a top speed of 5 miles per hour.
It's more like a light trot.
I mean, considering most people can probably walk. I have low faith in people being able to run faster than 5 miles per hour, to be completely honest.
That's literally walking speed. When we do our testing, like when we do physio testing, walking speed is like 5. Then 5.5 is a light, like is a weird trot, really, that you need to like kind of speed walk into.
Mm.
So it's cooking, like you're moving when you're walking, but it's like a East Coast walk, I would say.
City walk?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes me really doubt the accuracy of treadmills now.
It also is still kind of terrifying thinking about this thing, like power walking down the street, so.
Yeah. I mean, at least it can't, like, lift and carry you away. It's not that strong. I mean, like, looking at some of these things, like, carry 45 pounds. Okay, like, that can carry, like, some basic things. Yeah, but it's not going to be able to carry, like, anything, like, significant. The deadlift, 150 pounds. Okay, it can lift up some furniture a little bit. Some, not all.
Yeah.
But, like, the arm extend lift, 10 pounds. Like, that's, like, nothing.
Nothing, yeah. That would be great, though. Could you imagine, like, renting a robot to help you move?
That would be nice. But also, why is the robot 5'6"? Why can't the robot be, like, 6 feet tall?
That's terrifying. Nobody wants that.
What if you're short and you can't reach things in your house? You're going to get another short robot that also can't reach things for you?
I'm sure it's not about reaching things. Both of you can get a ladder. How about that?
I'd like to see the robot get on a ladder. But yeah, I really, you know, I'm sure that Tesla's AI will be great, but like the functionality of the robot itself is really the question, because obviously they don't have an actual physical model yet. And, you know, like Boston Robotics has been working for years on developing like robots.
Here's the problem. Problem is like understanding. So with Boston Robot, it's, here's the sequence of code, go do this sequence of code.
This is true.
And for this, it's like, all right, hey, can you go pick up this thing and put it onto like the dresser, which you and I would be able to do. But like the amount of computing, it would be interesting to see.
Well, so it's combining the two things. Like Boston Robotics is, you know, they're making these robots be able to perform all of these things, like agility. Run, jump, you know, lift, you know, pick things up, you know, and count, like handle, like they code it to handle these obstacles.
Yeah.
And then it's combining all of that with an AI that can say, I need to do this.
Yes.
Like it receives, you know, it hears a command and it's like, okay, now I got to go and do this.
Yes.
So in real time, that's the real trick. So be interesting to see. But yeah, we're definitely headed towards a robotic world.
Future.
I'd love to see what the anti-vaxxers have to say to robots. They're gonna watch you. Yeah, so is your cell phone.
Oh, dude, I think this is how advanced it's gotten. I accidentally took the toll road today. I messaged my mom. Like, Mom, I think my car is on your toll, right? She said, yep, you're good. And then, like, not even an hour later, I got a spam email. It was, like, something about claims adjusting. And if I put my information in, I could get, like, a claim, like a lawsuit claim from the toll roads. And I was like, that's nuts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crazy.
It's a crazy world we live in. We talked about this game a couple years ago when it was announced at E3, but it's called 12 Minutes, and it's like a repetitive life thing where this either guy, like, I can't remember the story, but it's like he either dies or witnesses someone die, and it's like
his wife.
Yeah, good. It basically, you relive the same 12 minutes over and over and over, and you try and do different things to, you know.
Oh, it's like, it's almost like you wake up and it looks like you murdered someone, right?
Something like that. Like, I can't remember the gist. Either way, phenomenal game to go check out. And Kojima tweeted out earlier this week, high praise of the game, that he's just been loving it. And that's supposedly, like, this time loop concept is supposed to be the same a similar concept that Bethesda is implementing with their game Deathloop, that it's supposed to be like another time loop kind of game, but it has to do with like killing other bounty hunters and such. So
it's going to be, I mean, obviously Kojima is a pretty reputable source, especially with like all the games and everything that he's done. I'm just worried about like how repetitive it can get. Gotta have enough variety, right?
I mean, it's an indie game, and it's not like it's a full price title, so it's
sure. I mean,
he played it for four hours solid in one sitting. So I have to imagine that it's got some decent time to it.
Bet.
And it's probably got enough in there for replayability.
Yeah.
So, again, with like the slowness of everything, there's been a lot of news that's been recycled. So we knew that Halo got delayed, that they were going to be there was going to become the first thing coming. So their goal this holiday is to launch multiplayer and single player together. However, they will not include two. Who, I guess, is ever since its addition, I believe, it was Halo 3. Ever since its addition to Halo 3, it's a like map maker editor. It's been one of people's favorite things about
Iconic.
Halo. Yes, and so that will not be at launch. No idea when it will come. Speculation says 6 months, but I don't know, because the Forge has just barely made it to the Master Chief Collection on
PC. They should just shut up about on release dates for anything. Just comes out when it comes out.
They said no release date. This was article was speculating 6 months based on some prior stuff, but I feel like that's a little ambitious. Yeah.
Probably.
And then the other thing that will not be at launch is there will be no co-op available on the campaign, which is also one of the most Halo things ever is co-op campaign.
The only reasons people loved Halo was playing with their friends.
And it's supposed to be a open world style campaign, which would be all the better for co-op, and it will not be available.
Just remember everybody creating the most stupid maps in gameplays, like game rules, where it's like the smallest map you can possibly have with objects everywhere. And it's just like everyone is only allowed to use like launchers.
Yeah, it's Forge. That was the best.
Exactly. And it's all co-op.
Well, that's Forge is multiplayer. The
oh, I meant and everything else was all co-op.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see how Halo does. It'll be also interesting to see if they're even able to meet a release date later this year, because they have no date specified yet. It just says holiday 2021, so we'll wait and see. But Oscar Isaac is very excited to be playing Solid Snake in the upcoming Metal Gear Solid movie. I gotta say, I am on board with him as Solid Snake. He's got the look. I feel like he's got the look.
He can have the look. They can definitely make it more intense, I guess. So he just doesn't have the size.
No, but he can gain the size, or some of the size.
Just gonna have to do some camera tricks to make him look taller than he is.
I don't know how tall is he.
I think he's like 5'8", 5'9".
Let's see. Yeah, 5'8 and a half, so he's probably 5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's doable. I mean, Tom Cruise, I think, is shorter than him, so, and they make him look tall.
Tom Cruise is like 5'2 or 3. He's like 5'3".
And they make him look tall. So I don't think they'll have any issues with Oscar Isaac as 5'8". And then, you know, like his suit, you know, they can always make him more muscular too if he can't put on the size, kind of like they do with all the superhero suits as well. And
yeah.
So, but I'm excited for it. And they're definitely going to be leaning into the they're describing the movie as a psychedelic military horror. And I am here for it.
Those are the descriptors that needed to be said.
Yes. And they say that the movie will also have a lot of anti-war messages, which is a big part of the whole Metal Gear franchise as well. Is it talks a lot about how, like, it has a lot of these subtle and sometimes not so subtle messages about how terrible war is and, you know, the damage that it does. So. Pretty cool. Kind of another pop culture thing. Tom Cruise always loves to do his own stunts and do various things. In the last, what was that? Mission Impossible movie. He jumped out of a airplane at like 20,000 feet. He did, you know, a Halo jump. Did it himself. Guy's a madman. I have respect that he likes to do all that stuff and try, and that he does do it and hurts himself in the process.
Got the money.
I mean, like he broke his ankle trying to jump from one building to another building, and then still proceeded to pull himself up and try and run on his broken ankle, which they kept some of that footage in the film just because of it was good. So I respect Tom Cruise for doing that. But apparently the U.S. Navy does not, and the U.S. Navy was not going to let Tom Cruise fly a F-18 for Top Gun Maverick coming out later this year, which is hilarious.
He put in a request to fly the Super Hornet.
Yeah, they said no, not going to happen.
Sorry, you're good.
Yep. So all of the cockpit footage was taken using cameras inside the F-18 cockpit that was being flown by, you know, naval pilots. So sorry, Tom Cruise, not today. And lastly, Tales of Arise remaster the new Tales of Arise is coming out soon, but. Bandai Namco really stressed on how they wanted to take a lot of the puzzle implementation and whatnot up a notch in the game, and that they drew from a lot of other games to kind of improve Tales of Arise. They pulled from Dark Souls, but they also pulled from Life is Strange, that they all played that game when it came out, and they were a big fan of the game, the art direction, and so they brought a lot of that into Tales of Arise. They wanted to bring in some of the puzzles, some of the thinking. Jeez, in that game. And they also want, what's up?
Oh, continue.
I was gonna say, they also wanted to bring in elements of that art style. So and I'm really a fan of the art style that they have for the game. It's it's like this cross between like a photorealism and an anime. So it gives it a really, really cool look.
I mean, that's a freaking duo. Dark Souls and Life is Strange, like, woof. And Life is Strange is super interactive with their puzzles. So it really is like an environment interaction. Then obviously yep. Dark Souls is just soul sucking.
Right. So that's slated to come out on September 10th for all next-gen consoles, last-gen consoles, and PC. So I've got my eye out on that one. We'll see. Can't wait to check it out, hopefully. But that's going to about do it for this week. So we'll be back next week. We'll keep updating you on the happenings with us and what's coming soon as far as our new ventures. But as always, thank you, everybody, for your support. Really, it means a lot to us. So again, if you want to support us, go support us on our GoFundMe, because we will be transitioning to a new Patreon page. So we're not currently charging you on Patreon right now because we're getting ready for to do a new one and scrap the old one. So if you want to support us, go support us on GoFundMe. And you can find us everywhere online, all the places. So I don't appreciate your aggressive yawning. It's a lot of yawning.
Yeah, well, I hid most of it for your eyes.
You did not.
Gaze upon the winged one.
The maw of the winged one. But that'll do it for this week, guys. So good luck. Have fun, everybody.
Remember, keep your goose loose.
Are you an avid player of the Elder Scrolls Online and looking to take your game to that next level? Well, the Red Diamond Courier podcast is here to help. I'm Bob Chachinski.
And I'm DogBark24.
We are two experienced players aiming to help others learn and improve through in-game knowledge and references.
From PvE
to PvP
and everything in between.
There's sure to be something for you in the Red Diamond Courier.
We hope you check us out. Thanks.
Hey Guardians, we are the Destiny Show Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things Destiny 2. We invite amazing guests from the Destiny community to share their stories and discuss the latest topics from the world of Destiny. Check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or live on Twitch every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. We will see you starside.